everybody. Welcome to the New World Pictures Podcast. We're going to talk about every movie released by New World Pictures. I'm Ryan. With me, as always, is Mark.
I wish I wasn't here.
And Erica.
I go by Space Erica now.
And this is a sub-series that we have taken a break from, not because we wanted to, but because we just had to find the right movie. And we found it finally here in March Madness. This is our last week. And we have found a Convince Me episode that we think you are going to like. In fact, this movie might be a key movie of your childhood or your younger years.
Oh.
Or it could be a movie that you hated in your younger years.
Thank you for saying younger when knowing that we were all teens or older.
Thank you for saying teens.
Well, I was a teen. I was a teen.
Yes.
And the movie I was the teen.
The movie we're going to talk about today is 1996's Space Jam.
What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny. What's going on here?
You see, these aliens come from outer space. Hang on. They're little, so we challenge them to a basketball game.
What is basketball?
But then they show up. Huge!
You heard of the Dream Team? Well, we're the Mean Team.
We want to win.
Let's play some basketball.
Has anyone here ever played basketball?
Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
Do you know that your friends are cartoon characters?
Yeah.
How about we go out and kick some alien butt, huh?
Mike, you go to the hole and dominate.
We on defense.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
Yes!
Special delivery! That's all, folks!
Can I go home now?
For people to just so you know, this isn't the Space Jam with LeBron James, though it is the exact same plot. So it would
is
be
it?
Confusing.
Do they use the same plot for the, for the sequel?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Is it obvious now that I haven't watched the sequel?
No.
I think everyone thinks that
good.
That's on me.
Yeah.
And so before we get into it, when was the last time either of you guys saw Space Jam? Do you remember? Let me rephrase. When was the first time you saw Space Jam?
When was the first time we saw Space Jam?
Yeah, because the last time I saw Space Jam was a couple hours ago.
Yeah. I don't know why that's making me laugh so hard. Like, of course you rewatched it, but for some reason I'm just delighted to hear that. 1996. When it came out.
So, okay. Yeah. So you saw it. Did you see it in the theater?
Yeah, because it was Slim Pickens. So
in 1996?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I must have seen it, I don't know, 98 or 99. It was on video. It was a rental that you pick up for the youngins, which I had youngins at the time. I can't say for certain if I ever finished it. Because I know there was at some point a moment where I was like, fuck this noise. I've got to do something else.
Purely because you were so busy, right?
I mean, not to say that I wasn't busy, but I may have chosen to make myself busier.
With other things than this movie.
With pretty much anything. There might have been some baseboards that needed to be painted or some weeds that needed to be pulled. Mm-hmm. Or
literally anything else.
Garage floor that needed to be swept. I mean, there's a variety of things that I may have busied myself with while this one was wrapping up.
I don't remember when I first saw this movie, but it definitely wasn't the theater. And I think I must have rented it with roommates or something like that around college or just after college. I must have seen it somewhere around there. And I don't think I rented it. I think it was rented. And I happened to be in the vicinity.
Come on, you rented it.
I didn't.
Be honest.
Yeah. I didn't. This one kind of missed me because I was not a kid. I wasn't old, but I wasn't young, so it just was in
We're
the
not
wrong.
Not a boy.
I wasn't.
Not yet a man. You wouldn't have rented Space Jam, or at least you wouldn't admit to renting it. You were in an awkward phase. Would you have liked it more then than now, possibly?
I also was not like one of those guys that was like just into Michael Jordan, regardless of whether or not you were from Chicago or not. So mm-hmm. I also wasn't just like, oh, I got to see Michael Jordan in a movie, because like, Michael Jordan's, I mean, he's amazing basketball player, but I wasn't just like having a poster up on my wall just because of basketball. I didn't grow up in Chicago, so I wasn't a Bulls fan. I wasn't really a Jordan fan. So great basketball player, but
you'd have to move all those David Sylvian posters in order to find room. And,
you know, some of them were like lengthwise. Some of them, I mean, I had a variety.
Air Sylvian. Just David Sylvian dunking.
Yeah. It's tough to dunk in those pleated pants. They're thick. They're very thick.
But tweed is not the ideal fabric.
It's a tough fabric. It's a tough fabric.
Somehow he did. Well, I
That's
have to
why
say...
gentlemen take Polaroids. You know, some of them, they're not too big. They're just...
Well, there was a period he was looking at my new career, so maybe this would have been
That's right.
the choice
for him. He was
thinking
of transitioning to basketball. Little known fact.
I had a different situation. I was a teen, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I was also a teen in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So it was important to everyone around me that I liked basketball.
And this movie has Larry Bird in it, so you were actually obligated as a citizen
Correct.
Of the state to see
That's
the movie.
Right. They actually took attendance at the theater. And they were like, Erica? And I was like, oh, present. Oh, whew, close one. I do not want to get
you,
on Larry's shit
Sending
list.
You mailers like, we see you haven't seen Space Jam yet.
Yeah.
It's time for you to...
Yeah, go support Larry.
Your local theater is here, so make sure that you register in order to get over there.
You don't want to have to let Mr. Bird know that you didn't attend.
French Lick
weekend.
Is not too far away. So.
It is not. It is not. So yeah, I was under state obligation to see it.
Yes, as a Hoosier, you were obligated.
That's right.
So just to set this up for everyone listening, two people on this episode liked this movie, and one of them did not.
Two?
And
two liked it?
Oh! Wait a minute!
Oh,
wait a minute!
No, no,
wait
no.
a minute!
Set this up. We have somebody who set up this month of March Madness.
That was me.
And she mentioned a few movies that she really liked, and
also me,
and a sports movie she did not like, which is not this movie. And so I sent that list to Mark. I just said, "How about these sports movies?" And he said, "I don't like Space Jam."
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're here.
Here we are.
That's how we're here.
Okay.
So you only have yourself to thank for this conversation.
Oh, jeez. I have to admit that
it was
today,
a trap. It's a trap.
It was a trap.
It was sometime this morning that I realized, oh shit, I have to watch Space Jam today. And
that's,
to be completely
that is
honest,
that is such a great thing for a thought for a grown adult to have.
Just imagining
midday to be
you
like,
check
oh,
in the mail. He opens up the mailbox. He's like, oh man, Bill, oh letter. I have to watch Space Jam today.
Dad, where are you going? I'm sorry, I gotta go watch Space Jam.
So
eat dinner without me.
I double checked my text messages just to, in the hopes that exchange was a fever dream and I didn't have to actually watch Space Jam, and was sorely disappointed when I realized I did. I did
have
tell
I
my
had sickness in the past 48 hours?
Right.
I have, right?
Right. Ah. And my I told my daughter that what movie that I had to watch, and she said, New World Pictures made Space Jam? And I said, no. No, they did not. They would never make a movie that terrible.
The Stockholm Syndrome's really kicked in.
We could
it?
End this episode right now if you just bend the knee and say that you enjoyed Michael Jordan's Space Jam.
You're convinced.
Say that you're convinced, and we'll end it right now.
Yep. Yep.
Let's talk a little bit before
Let's talk.
All right. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Okay. So before we get into Erica's points about what how she thinks this movie, you should like this movie.
I am, for the record, pro Space Jam.
Yes, you're pro Space Jam. We're going to let you have the floor. But first, we're going to open up to Mark. I am here just to moderate because I am not a big fan of this movie. I understand its appeal. I may on occasion say something pro, may say something con. But we're going to go with Mark.
Oh,
we're going to
stick with Mark. Okay, Switzerland.
Yeah. Just for the benefit of this conversation, I'm just going to try it. Because I don't hate this movie, but I certainly didn't like it.
Hmm. Okay.
I just need you to look into Larry Bird's face and tell him that. Just look at his sweet, pale face and tell him that you didn't like this movie.
Not
look
even
at
his
him.
Younger years were they look saying a sweet face of Larry Bird. They were like, hey, oh, well, that guy can play basketball.
He doesn't have the face of, real... of one of the all-time great NBA players. That's
it
for
all
sure.
Worked out because he was singularly great at basketball, so it all worked out for him.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah. But anyway, slam on a guy who's got an incredible career and far more money than I'll ever have.
Do
but
you
anyway...
really think he's never going to hear this? Ever.
Are you kidding? He's one of our most avid listeners, Mark.
I would argue he's already listening. So there goes our Patreon, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
So, Mark, you rewatched the movie. You watched it initially, maybe not all the way through. Did you make it all the way through on this one?
Yes, I did.
And what's your opening thought?
I have so many thoughts, so it's difficult to pick one, but the first thing that's annoying about this movie, now, admittedly, like you, Ryan, I wasn't, unlike you, I should say, I was not a big basketball fan at the time that this movie came out. So, while I knew who Michael Jordan was and knew what a great player he was, knew who Larry Bird was and, Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley and everybody, I knew who they were. I just wasn't a huge basketball fan. So that hook didn't appeal to me. And this movie really is just a glorified hour and 40 fucking minute promotion for the NBA.
It's
that's
not
what
40
this movie
minutes.
Is. The one that I saw on Amazon said an hour and 40 minutes.
No, 88 minutes. It's a pretty tight running time.
I felt like an hour 40. There was an extra 12 minutes thrown into that movie.
Sounds like you watched the director's cut. Not a fan. What a surprising choice for you to just go ahead and watch the director's cut. Okay. All right.
So this movie is basically a long form promotion for the NBA and arguably the PGA.
A little bit. Yeah. And arguably Warner Brothers. Remember those cartoons?
I did.
And arguably also whatever the three letter, acronym is for baseball.
MLB. Major
there
League
we go.
Baseball.
MLB. Sure.
Major League Baseball.
I was thinking it was something like PLB, like Professional League Baseball. I was like, I don't know. What is it again?
MLB.
MLB.
Major
Are
League
you
Baseball.
Sure?
Major League Baseball.
Are you sure?
Mark can back me up.
Yes, right. he is correct with that.
Thank you.
Yes,
they want to try out PLB.
I'm not the commissioner, but I.
Do you think they might
want
to try out PLB?
I think that sounds
professional. Sounds higher than major.
It's pretty close.
Professional league baseball.
Yeah,
it is the major leagues.
All right.
I think PBL is actually the bowling league.
Yeah, Professional Bowlers Association, right? The PBA.
Oh, PBA?
PBA.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Woo! Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I'm looking
at
it.
Yes, this was obviously a big promotion for Warner Brothers and for Looney Tunes.
PBA,
but
you're
this movie forces you to always, you hear every character, all your favorite characters or least favorite characters, the characters you remember as a kid, are in this movie. Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck and everybody, everywhere, Tweety Bird, all of them. But all their voices.
It's not a true fan.
All their voices are.
Everybody
like,
knows those three.
Right. It's like
you can even see Elmer Fudd, and Elmer Fudd's the second one after Bugs that you see. Anyway.
But all the voices are like the Pepe Bismilk of Warner Brothers.
Pepe Bismilk.
Because they don't.
Do you mean
have
the lemon
real...
drink of Warner Brothers?
It's because the voices are not done. Obviously, they're not done with the correct voices from the cartoons. they chose to bring in Billy West to do the voices. Yes. And as much as I loved Ren and Stimpy,
Bugs Bunny, say, does he have great big long ears like this?
He only did Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny, but...
But those two are in that movie a lot, especially Bugs Bunny.
Especially Bugs Bunny, yes.
And the voice...
Bugs Bunny is second billed after Michael Jordan. Take that, everybody else! You were billed after a fictional character who doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough for everyone else in the culture.
Yeah, the voices aren't quite right. And, you know, this is only my first gripe, and it's a low.
So, number one, out the gate, your gripe is like, these aren't the best voices they could have for these characters of a movie I don't like.
Right. Well,
right. Okay.
Yeah. But I've got many more gripes to come. I just wanted to start with that one.
Let's start with that one. Erica, your opening statement of why we should like Space Jam.
My opening statement is this. It is a movie starring only Michael Jordan and a few other NBA players and actors acting against nothing. Nothing at all. And Michael Jordan does a terrific job considering most of the time he's talking and reacting to nothing. For me, I love it. I loved the animation at the time because I'm a Looney Tunes fan. And the rewatch, I was like, this holds up. It's good animation. And I like it because to me, it opens up the idea. And this is ingrained in me from growing up in Indiana. But basketball is important. Sports are important. And so whenever you can have that crossover of like, if you're a kid who's only into cartoons and you're a TV kid and you're an inside kid, you're going to want to go see Space Jam because it's cartoons and Bugs Bunny is in it. So if that brings you in and opens you up to the magic of Larry Bird, and suddenly you're a huge basketball fan and now you're into the NBA, I'm all for it. I'm here for it. It also meant work for a ton of other people and voice actors who were not the original voice actors, who got to be in this and get royalties and whatever and get work for this and through this.
And also Danny DeVito.
And Bill Murray's in this. Bill Murray. So to me, it was like...
Back when we liked Bill Murray. We were really happy with Bill Murray back then.
We don't like Bill Murray anymore? Oh, God, I have so much to catch up on. So for me, I like that it... I like that crossover. I'm a sucker for cross promotions. Whatever. It would have sucked me in because I'm a Looney Tunes fan. So, but, you know, of course, being a Hoosier at the time, I was required by the state to go and see this.
Of course.
Because it starred Larry Bird. But I now, watching it, you know, as a much older adult, like looking back and say, and considering the opportunity that all of those people got. All of those voice actors got to do this and to be in a movie and to get work through it. And it was funny because I was talking to our son about this today and he was like, yeah. And it just like, it meant that we could have other movies like the live action Tom and Jerry, which he's recently watched and loved. And he'll probably hate that times. I revealed this later, but he's watched it and he's loved it.
He enjoyed it.
And so I think, hearing him talk
he's
about it.
He's also a child.
He's also a child. He's
He's not 28, just to make it clear to everybody.
So I think it's just part of the fun and it's part of the fun of the time. And I remember at that period of time in Southeastern Indiana in the mid to late 90s, people were super into Looney Tunes. So this was just an extension of that. It was like, everywhere you turn, people were wearing like Tasmanian devil stuff. And like, it was a whole thing. It still kind of is, but it was a whole vibe then that, yeah, it just stuck with me. I'm a fan.
Okay.
And that's my opening statement.
All right. Now we'll point out that it starts with a scene with a fictional scene of a young kid playing Michael Jordan, playing in his backyard, dreaming of being a big star. And then it goes into 5 minutes. Five full minutes of credits.
opening credits.
Yes. Michael Jordan it's highlight
way
footage.
Too long. Way too
but
long.
But isn't it
credits.
Fun to watch that Michael Jordan footage? Dude was really good at basketball.
He is.
Which is the NBA.
Yes.
So for those of you who might not know,
NBA. Which stands for?
The National Basketball Academy. So Arrangement
Nailed it.
Association.
Nailed
it. Association.
There you go. Sure, that too.
The National Basketball Association.
The National Basketball Academy of Associations.
Is it? Are there two A's?
That's the NCAA. No. No. You're okay. You're fine.
But then it's just the best opening, and this is because I'm a prisoner of New World movies, but it's the best opening I've seen in a while. I'll take 5 minutes of amazing basketball.
It was very long. It's very long. I will also note
very long
that we don't get to Bugs Bunny and the Warner Brothers characters. We don't really get to them, or Looney Tunes characters, I should say. We don't get to any of them until about 12 minutes in.
Yeah.
So what you're setting yourself up for really is a Michael Jordan movie, and then all of a sudden Looney Tunes show up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Not balanced very well in that regard. Mm-hmm. We didn't get an opening scene with Michael Jordan and then an opening scene of the Looney Tunes. We get an opening scene of Looney Tunes, but we've already gotten into Michael Jordan's story, which is just him playing baseball, which he was doing at the time. At the time,
which is wild.
He had left basketball and had tried to pursue a professional baseball career.
It made me feel like, should the three of us just try to pursue that? Like, it seems like they'll just let anybody give it a try. I mean, should I just try tomorrow and be like, dear National Baseball Association, should I? Oh, they should use NBA too. National Baseball Association.
Major League Baseball is what it's called. They're not national. Yeah, Major League.
Oh.
Like soccer, Major League Soccer, MLS. That's mm-hmm. It's like that.
Hmm.
Not
also, we're not Michael Jordan, so I think he had a little bit of a leg up on that baseball career.
They still made him go to the minors.
But
they still made him play in the minors.
He was good at basketball, not baseball. So I could prove that I'm good at, you know, podcasting, and maybe that's my in.
I would love for you to try to have a professional baseball career right now.
I'm going to write to the NBA and say, dear National Baseball Association, I should be a part of your...
Dear NBA, National Baseball Association, I would like to play for you. I'm sure they're going to be like... I don't know. Something about this one. I'm charmed.
I like Space Jam. Love Erica.
This middle-aged suburban woman wants to play on our team. I say we give it a go.
Middle-aged. Aww. He knows just what to say.
So I two counter arguments to your primary argument, and then I have a
Come
new
on.
Addition. I have an additional argument to make.
Gosh,
so three ultimate. Just doing the numbers here.
Two counter arguments and an additional argument.
No, oh, I see.
So while I will say that Michael Jordan did a fine job of acting, most of the time, 75% of the time, he's simply playing basketball in this movie. Which is something
he did
his whole career.
He's also playing himself.
Yeah,
so
that's hard
let's
to
not
do.
Forget
right.
also.
Right.
He is not right. asked to play a separate character from himself, Michael Jordan.
Second, I think you're making a case for my point in saying that this helped springboard the live action Tom and Jerry that only has a 5.3 rating on IMDb, which, while better than many of the New World movies we watch, would not be considered a good movie. Now, Ryan, you brought up it takes 12 minutes for the Looney Tunes to show up. And that's because they have to set up one of the most asinine plots I have ever tried to wrap my head around.
Okay.
That you have.
One of?
Okay. One of. So you have Moron
Just this
Mountain.
Month, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean just for March Madness?
More specific?
No. Right now. It
I
is
mean, we've
the
had,
most asinine plot of now.
Of
this
all
moment.
The podcasts that podcast, we do have a lot right. of asinine plots to go through. So,
thank you.
So, Moron Mountain needs a new hook, and uh-huh. the manager, Mr. Swackhammer, sends mm-hmm. his team.
Swackhammer, right?
I mean, Swackhammer.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
I'm just fucking around.
Swackhammer to me mm-hmm. Sends his lieutenants to go and kidnap the Looney Tunes and bring them back.
Correct.
This,
yeah.
This,
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
This is horrible management.
No.
First of
That's
all,
how aliens do it.
That Looney Tunes characters are going to have a terrible time assimilating to the Moron Mountain corporate culture. They are because
arguably they're going to have a couple days with human resources. They're going to watch a lot of videos.
I get that, but they're not going to be inspired. There's a whole onboarding
process, Mark.
I understand there's training involved, but they're not going to be inspired. Maybe it's because they were kidnapped, and that's going to cause derision with the other employees because they're going to be bad mouthing their employer, talking about, I got kidnapped into this job and I'm not getting paid enough, especially given that I was kidnapped into this job. Mm-hmm. And also, look, just because you brought the Looney Tunes in and you, does that mean that you're now going to reach financial success? I didn't hear of a single marketing plan. Just True. Because you build it, they will not come. There was no organic paid social. You really want to be talking to the parents of young children, getting them excited before you bring these people on. Because look, you're adding what, 12, 15 new people to payroll? If this doesn't work out, and we're going to follow the last in, first out policy for layoffs, all of these Looney Tunes characters are going to be laid off within the first year if they don't have a return on their investment. It's a real sink or
swim strategy for
them. It's a sink or swim strategy of people that
you bet
are, again, kidnapped into this job.
I hear you. And I too, do not agree with the aliens' approach to play their hand. Should they have come at the Looney Tunes and stroked their egos and said, look, no one's as loony as you. You can do this better than anyone. You will have a universal, you will have universal visibility if you are hired here. It's beyond global. It's universal. Mm-hmm. You will be in the universe entertaining a number of...
You're going to be universe famous.
Yes, yes. Should they have come with that approach? Yes. But Swackhammer is a terrible middle manager. He has no ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He is just not inspired himself. And so what do bad managers do? They make bad decisions and they put it down on their team. So it not he's the made, team's fault. It's Swackhammer's fault.
I agree with that. He's made the Nerdlux his lieutenants. And they are not even middle management material. They are junior to mid-employee level. Correct. They do not have the ability to provide the kind of strategy that he needs to grow his business.
Yeah, he's not really particularly grabbing a lot of people that understand good, hard work.
Yeah.
And it seems like he got the job purely because he has the loudest voice.
Look at me and listen. The customer is always right. The customer is always right.
Exactly.
Always.
Right.
But I would say in addition to the Nerdlux not being, or really a qualifier for why they're not senior executive management material, is when they negotiate with the Loonies and the Looney Tunes decide that they want to play a game of basketball. The Nerdlux are in charge of this negotiation. They're the ones that have come in and said, we're going to kidnap you. They should have picked a game that was more appropriate with their skill set. And they should have known that going in. Why did it have to be basketball? And how did basketball even get brought up? I don't know.
It was Bugs.
Bugs did that. And
I understand, but...
He put like a fake piece of paper and a fake rule book and tricked the little alien guys because they weren't very smart.
Well, again...
It's all set up like in a blur because we have maybe 3 minutes to set the whole Looney Tunes portion of the plot up. Correct. And then we got to then somehow get Michael Jordan into Looney Tunes land, which apparently can happen in a golf course. I didn't realize that was possible, but there you go.
The golf course is the portal to Looney Tunes, which I didn't realize has Looney Tunes always been in the center of the earth? Was that something that was ever brought up before?
No, I didn't think so, but which also is a trip to me is that he actually has them turns on the TV for his kids and they watch Looney Tunes. So it's funny to me that Looney Tunes is an actual thing in this world. So I guess he's not totally thrown when he meets them all, but he does get sent into their world and he's like, here I am.
Right.
He doesn't really have much of a reaction.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Whoa, what the hell is this?
Not at all. Because
he's a fucking professional, you guys. He's Michael fucking Jordan. You think he's thrown by being tossed into a toon world? Guess again, you amateurs.
In fact, the most relatable people in this movie to me may be the kids. Because when Michael Jordan I'm just going to call him by his first and last name at all times.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, Michael Jordan. Thank you.
Well, we're going to confuse all the other Michaels.
What are
going to
do, call him Mike? No, yeah. Thank you. Well, it's no. Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Not Michael B. Jordan, Michael Jordan. But when he turns on Looney Tunes, his kids are like, what the fuck is this boring shit? And I'm like, exactly. Exactly, kids. Exactly.
I like that he turned it to that, too, because he was trying to get off something that was, like, violent. He's, like, right. going through a lot of violent or sexy stuff. And he's like, well, here's Looney Tunes, which, in particular, was Wile E. Coyote trying to mm-hmm. murder
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, with the anvil. Yeah. And
I don't know that if it wasn't for Looney Tunes, that an anvil would have ever made it into my under 10-year-old vernacular.
Also, TNT. You know, right. being dynamite, I was yep. like, and apparently very easy to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
very
everywhere.
Easy to buy. And I
in
don't
Looney
know
Tune
how
world. In the center of the world, earth, you can, it is yes. a stockpile of TNT.
Yeah. As Erica said, a guy who is third build, Wayne Knight, Newman, the guy who played Newman on mm-hmm. Seinfeld.
Who was in this a lot.
And also appeared, of course, in Jurassic Park. So he was, you know, he was having quite a nice 90s. Mm-hmm. Let's not lie.
quite a nice 90s.
90s, yeah.
Can I have a shirt that says quite a nice 90s?
It has Wayne Knight's picture on it.
What if it says quite a night 90s? Instead of nice, it says night. Or we spell nice K-N-I-C-E.
We're workshopping it. I think this is all good. And he apparently tries to dig Michael out of the hole that he dived into, which again he falls into.
That would be the cup, Ryan.
The cup. The Thank cup. You. Thank yeah. you. I'm clearly a basketball fan, not a golf fan. So he tries to dig Michael Jordan out, which also Bill Murray and Larry Bird see Michael Jordan go into the cup and disappear. A 6'7" grown man or 6'6" grown man, and they're just like, huh?
Yeah, his shoes yeah. are left on the green, yeah. and they're just like, well, I guess game's over.
How about that? How yeah. about that?
Yeah. So because that opens me up to what would your reaction be? Like, imagine you're just
I
whatever.
Think I would be like, what
friends.
The hell? I feel like I'd be like, what the hell just happened? What's going on?
But do you think like Michael Jordan night. Was a trickster and was like? They expected at any minute that
they
he was
did
gonna
not
be like,
set that up in the movie.
Got you guys. I'm a jokester.
Maybe, but they don't set that up in the movie. Wayne Knight tries to dig him out of the cup, and he digs a giant that only you could only have truly done.
Right.
If you brought in
which
like
is,
a caterpillar.
I will admit I did laugh when yeah. they yeah, cut back to him and it's a giant, giant yes. hole.
Yes. So big. And he's not only not dirty, but he's not even sweating.
Yeah.
No, not yeah. at all.
He's just like, well, this is just something that's easy for me to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the 90s were peak night, so he was in the best physical shape of his career.
He could do anything at that point. He really yeah. could. Yeah, right. That's fair.
And not break a sweat, because he was like, hey, I'm Wayne Knight, and it's the 90s. You need a big hole? No problem.
The collection of basketball stars, too, that they use in this movie is very interesting in terms of taking the power from them. And
need a big hole, not a problem. The Wayne Knight story.
Newman? Yes? Oh, I just need you to build a big hole. Can you just dig a big hole?
Dig a big hole. Oh, all right. Sorry, Ryan. You were going to say something.
No. The cast of actual NBA stars. That they
I'm sorry, you're referring to the National Basketball League or the National Baseball Association?
I'm talking about the Basketball Association.
Thank you.
Charles Barkley makes a lot of sense. Muggsy Bogues yep. at the time makes a lot of sense. Sean Bradley? Huh. Also Patrick Ewing, but also Sean Bradley. And then fun trivia. Who was the fifth?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Nope.
What? No, not Shaquille O'Neal?
Not Shaquille O'Neal's not in this movie.
Oh, shoot.
The one coach
I'm
is in it.
I'm remembering the name.
Kerr?
I can see the picture of him.
Not Kerr. Kerr would be a player at that point in time.
So he's the fifth.
No, he is not the fifth player.
Urban Johnson.
No, but you're so close. I wouldn't have even got this, Mark. So well done. You got even getting that close. Larry Johnson. Yes.
No, I didn't. It's loading. But look, I just want to point out that Shaquille O'Neal, his build.
Oh, he may be one of the players there. Okay.
So.
But he is not one of the five that they take the powers from.
That's what I was looking at.
They took the powers from Sean Bradley. I mean,
was he having a really great year?
Move or, I mean, I have to imagine this is early in his career.
It was a salary move
before he goes to the Mavericks and he ends up like staying at the Mavericks forever. But like, I feel like he's the guy that they're like, this guy seems like he's got a lot of promise. And also this dude.
Also Scottie Pippen's build. Did they take it from Scotty?
They go to a couple various parts of like the NBA. Like they have a couple guys from the Lakers at the time, and the Lakers won't go in the locker room. So they had a couple other guys, but the main five is what I was talking about. And then we go through like Charles Barkley's journey of learning how it's like to not be able to play basketball.
Right.
Which is maybe the part I loved about this movie, because boy, did I not sign up for that. You want to see a movie where Michael Jordan goes into the land of the Looney Tunes, has to play a basketball game against cartoons? Also, here's a sad story about Charles Barkley trying to play basketball with a bunch of kids and they make fun of him. I was like, I did not think I was going to get that story. That's not at all what I signed on for.
Well, I didn't sign on for, I understand this movie came out in the 90s, but I didn't sign on for people in flannels and baggy pants playing basketball.
You definitely signed on for that.
Yeah. Sorry. You did. You absolutely signed on for that.
That was nearly the uniform that they implemented in the 90s.
Yeah.
I understand.
Some of us are still rocking it well into the 2000s.
But not while playing basketball.
No, I mean, while you're trying to get that.
Well, I wouldn't be caught dead playing basketball, Mark, so don't worry about it.
Trying to achieve that even flow when you're playing basketball, you know?
Basketball, throw the ball into the net, make a goal. Is that what they call it here? Call it here, make that goal. Is a three-pointer in basketball called a goal? Yeah.
Nope. It's never called a goal. No matter what the point total is. Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah. It's a real mixed bag of NBA stars.
Can I just make this point pro Space Jam?
Please. You're here.
Against
yes.
Mark's many against Space Jam points.
Yeah, Mark, did we get through both of your points too and your
We
other
did.
Point?
We did. I've got more.
Okay, good.
Thank the Lord.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just want to also remind everyone who's not pro Space Jam, so Mark and Ryan, that Space Jam birthed for us Kazam, starring Shaquille O'Neal.
Just keep that in your mind.
That in response to Space Jam is Kazam.
My name is Kazam. I got the whole plan. So listen to the man, because I'm the Sultan of Sand.
So are you on my side now?
No. I'm saying that's you're welcome.
You're saying that's a positive.
That's a positive.
I was confused there.
Because it gave us Kazam.
I'm kind of getting convinced.
It opened the door for Kazam.
I'm even angrier now than when we started the episode.
Oh, that's right. I forget. Mark isn't a Kazam guy. He's a Steel guy when it comes to Shaquille O'Neal movies.
You know where my allegiance
lies. It's not that he's not into the Shaquille O'Neal movies. No.
Right.
It's just he's, you know, and then like, you know, a Blue Chips if you're nasty, you know.
Ooh, Blue Chips is good. I do love Blue Chips.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree with you there. I wish we were talking
should
about
you
that
rewatch,
movie.
Should you pause right now in recording and go rewatch Kazam and then come back? You might change your mind.
I can't be angrier than I am right now. I know it doesn't come off that way, but no. I mean, this movie, if the Looney Tunes weren't crazy enough, if Michael Jordan's complete lack of surprise and a panic of being in a Looney Tunes world doesn't aggravate you or isn't believable for you, then the oceanfront parking lot to the Forum will drive you absolutely fucking bonkers. I don't know how bad was the parking that they had to park in Santa Monica and walk the rest of the way to the Forum, because they keep showing Forum parking lot with blue ocean behind it. And I'm like, I don't think that's how the Forum parking lot looks. At least it never was when I was there.
Nope, that's not. And now you'd see another stadium, but
right.
Now you see SoFi, but
yeah, maybe then, they were showing the pond of Hollywood Park from back then.
right. Yeah, but again, if you don't live in Los Angeles, is that a problem?
Inaccurate geography was your beef with Space Jam. That's your beef?
Well, that and too much basketball. There's way too much basketball in this movie. There's way too much basketball in this movie.
You can certainly agree with that, right? I mean,
but there's too much basketball.
Too much basketball.
I am still under obligation as a former resident of Indiana that I can't argue that any amount of basketball is too much. So please don't put me in that awkward position.
Okay, that's fair.
I can't risk.
You do want to go back and visit your parents at some point.
I can't risk being banned from the state.
I just remember that you had once at one point said about I like to hurt people that it had too much wrestling.
It did, though.
Yeah, but this
way too much.
It maybe had too much basketball.
I don't, because it was it basketball? I mean, are you allowed to like rig the net with TNT and dynamite and blow it up? And are you allowed? It was, you know.
Well, the heroes did that, so I mean, you should hope that they did. That's allowed, because it was certainly wasn't the other team, because once those little aliens get the powers of
the Monstars.
The Monstars.
That's the name of the team.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once they absorb
I can't believe that there's some childhood memory permanently lost and Monstars has replaced it. that's great.
That's how I feel about most New World movies that I've watched. I'm like, well, I don't remember anything else about my childhood, but I do remember that, you know. Rockeridge had a scene with a turtle where the guy told his friends that if you're thirsty, just crack open a turtle and drink it in the desert.
Smooth turtle.
Wish I could unlearn that. Until I'm trapped in the desert and I need to crack open a refreshing turtle.
And then you're like, thank God I watched Rockeridge. And I'm like,
wow, thank you, New World.
1984's Rockeridge from New World Pictures.
Yeah.
What helpful information. So once the alien, the Monstars absorb the energy of Sean Bradley, and start and start playing basketball, they have one move, and that is a dunk.
Yeah.
So that's it. So all those other crazy moves that, you know, are imaginative are what the Looney Tunes do, and that's how they win the game. Which you would have to think inevitably, like, all they do is dunk. Like, you're gonna run out of steam on that one. You know?
Well, were the refs not calling any fouls in this game? I mean,
were there any refs?
Yes, they were calling timeouts. There were whistles being blown in the background. I made sure to rewind to listen for that. So who's blowing those whistles and who's adhering to the timeout? It's got to be refs.
So we don't see the refs.
Not a single foul is being called. I mean, Rudy Gobert would be losing his fucking mind in this game.
Yep. So that leads me to my next point, which is...
Thank you for picking me up on that.
Yeah. Well,
Think about it. Does Space Jam even take place? Or when Michael Jordan comes home and he's knocked on the ground by Charles's bulldog, is he knocked out and all of this is his dream when he's unconscious?
Also, that dog annoyed me.
What? Charles annoyed you?
How? He's
you left
totally
your gate open. You have a dog just sitting in this, sitting waiting to run out at any car that could be driving by. Dog's alive?
He was in his doghouse waiting for Michael.
But the fence was open, and that dog could get out at any moment.
Well,
and
that's
how did the dog get upstairs in the house to grab his shorts?
Well, here's the thing. Was that technically his house, or were they just staying with his mother-in-law? Because they were like, that's a nice house. And I was like, that's not Michael Jordan's house.
He said, go to my house and get my stuff.
But
he didn't say go to my mother-in-law's house.
Michael Jordan has a much bigger house than that.
And he can't let Wayne Knight know where he is. They're trying to be humble.
Yeah, but that's not his house.
That still doesn't explain how the neighbor or the backyard dog got upstairs and got a hold of the shorts. That doesn't explain that at all.
No rules. Yeah, that's clear.
Charles has no rules.
He has no rules on Charles. Charles rules.
He's allowed to just go wherever.
Because he's adorable. Mm-hmm. Charles is a little adorable little guy. He can do whatever he wants.
Jesus.
I love him so much.
You should love him. You love little slobbery dogs like that.
I know. He's a big old slobber puss.
What I don't like, maybe I'm projecting against the dog incorrectly. I don't like the owners who are not properly taking care of that dog.
Okay. You're not taking it out on the dog.
No, the dog just being the dog.
Could potentially be Michael Jordan. I mean, more or less.
Maybe, but they don't really.
Well, he says that it's his wife's dog. He's like, because she's mad when she comes home. She gives him a kiss, and she's like, ooh, your breath. And he's like, it's your dog.
Uh-huh.
Which you can't argue with me right now, because a lot of times our dog changes ownership of owners depending on her behavior.
That's true. I can't argue with that on that.
Okay, well, I still think that they are poor dog owners. I'm convinced
on that point only.
Yes, I got him. Got him.
I'm convinced on that only. Okay. Erica, you got to do some more work to get Mark. Mark is still very much upset. What about else on this movie do you think is inarguably that someone will like it?
I didn't want to have to go here, Mark, but
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to go here and I'm going to have to play the Patricia Heaton card, Mark. Okay? Ooh. Patricia Heaton. All right?
Ooh.
Everybody loves Raymond and everybody loves Patricia Heaton. So... Yeah.
Sweetheart, what? Thought you were going to get better seats this year.
This is as good as I could get.
Slam this movie all you want, but just know that America now, Mark, is against you.
She's in the audience.
Okay, okay.
Married to Point. Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah.
The voice of Homer Simpson.
Okay. Point, counterpoint. This movie needed more Patricia Heaton.
Ooh, I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
Okay.
That's a good move. That's a good move.
But we're on a level playing field.
Swish, Erica.
But it has Patricia.
Back to the net. Back to the net, Erica.
Swoosh. That's a goal. Swoosh. Swoosh. That's a goal. Swoosh. There it is. A goal. Swoosh. There it is. A goal. Swoosh. There it is. Basketball. Swoosh. There it is. Basketball.
Huge basketball fan here.
Nothing but net. That's a goal.
We're on some level playing field there. So that's good. Like a baseball field. Nice and level.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't fight Patricia Heaton of it.
That's right. You can't.
Just needed her in a bit more of it. Maybe a bit more than even say Bill Murray. He's barely in the movie. He's in only a handful of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He does come in at the end to be another player because apparently it's very easy to jump through that cup and get into Looney Tunes land.
Yeah. Right, right. Because they, I guess back to your point, they weren't surprised when Michael Jordan went into the cup because they've seen that before. And they were like, well, I guess I'll just jump in the cup too.
Yeah, just jump in there too. Yeah, whenever jump I in the want, kind of.
Exactly. So, you know, that the golf course is a portal to the Looney Tunes.
True.
Yeah, he's only in it a little bit. I will give a little bit of credit in the last scene when he's sitting courtside talking with Larry Bird, talking about how he's retired. He is wearing a St. Paul Saints baseball cap, which we will be seeing in a couple of weeks when we come and visit.
Uh-oh! Now there's a family connection to Space Jam.
Oh!
Yes,
because he is a partial owner of the St. Paul Saints.
Oh. Who is?
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray, yeah.
Bill Murray's a partial owner of the St. Paul Saints?
Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he'll be there. So now you kind of love Space Jam.
God,
I was saying that I like the St. Paul Saints.
Yep. We convinced him.
We did it.
Good job.
We did it.
I'm not even trying to, and I feel like I played a part.
Are we ready for final arguments?
Yes, please.
Oh my.
Okay. Final argument. My final argument is this. The last shot. Michael Jordan's final dunk, the ticker's going down, it's almost a zero, and he fucking traveled. Traveling. He traveled on that shot, and it should not count, and the Monstars should have won the game.
Whoa. Whoa.
He takes two steps, then he steps on one of the Monstars' head, then he steps on the back of another. Four steps. Traveling.
Yikes.
There we go. Wow. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Where Good were night. Those the refs on that one? Because they really swallowed their whistles. And that would actually be really funny if they did do a scene where the refs had swallowed, mm-hmm. if they were cartoon refs.
And they would have been like, grr, 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 like all the time. And they were like, would have been perfect, Ryan. It writes itself. God, you're so right. Wish I would have been in the writers' room in Space Jam. I would have been so much help.
I mean, they would have kept having to remind you what basketball was, but outside of that,
That's not what I'm there for. I'm there for Looney Tunes content.
It's a good point, though, that Mark made. And
is it? I mean, I don't know all the rules of basketball, but you know, it seemed like if there weren't refs and the Monstars had stolen talent anyway, mm-hmm. it kind of all bets were off. And look, they don't know that he cheated, but they still surrendered to him anyway. So that was their loss.
But they should have lost. But they should have won the game. They should have won the game. And Michael Jordan would be signing autographs at Moron Mountain.
Yep.
Honestly, they should have just came to Michael and been like, you know what? Is there any chance we could get you at Moron Mountain, even part-time? You should just approach him with that. He went for baseball. He probably would have went for it and been like, sure, why not?
All you got to do is
play. Can my kids get in for free?
Nine rounds of golf, jump in the cup, you're here, sign some autographs, jump up the cup.
Done.
Yeah.
You should have done it.
The back nine.
Maybe we need to do Space Jam 2. Revenge of the Monstars.
It would have to be three at this point. They've done another Space Jam, but yeah.
Well, we could do three then and do Revenge of the Monstars and have who? We've already done Michael. We've already done LeBron. Who would be the third? Who would be in Revenge of?
Good. That's a good point. Who? Well, I don't know if there is like the next Michael Jordan / LeBron James that's current. I mean, we've got definitely some major superstars. I don't know. Maybe Steph Curry?
Yeah. Yeah, that would
He's
work.
He's more of a contemporary of LeBron, but slightly younger, but you know. Also been on TV. He's got, you know, he's got that kind of stuff.
Let's see how Wembanyama does over the next couple of years. Maybe he could be the next
Wembanyama. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got to get that English going a little bit more, but
Yeah, they can dub him in. I mean, they did with this. They changed the voices to Looney Tunes. They can just change his voice.
They have Billy West.
I'm Wembanyama. I play for the San Antonio Spurs.
But that's all, folks.
I don't know. That might be a movie I can get behind.
Oh, so he's in for the threequel.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So convinced him on that we need another one.
Got it.
To get it right.
We also, of course, have to have a cameo by Darvin Ham so that Porky Pig can be like,
and I don't know how Patricia Heaton is going to play a role, but she's going to be significant.
She will be there.
Doesn't matter.
She will be there.
Significant.
She will be the Stan in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh. For the third one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, we're cutting out Wayne Knight?
No. Wayne Knight will be there.
He has to be in there.
No, he'll be in it. Don't worry.
He has to be in it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Mark. I think you're convinced. And Erica.
What? Wait, what?
Yay!
That's all, folks.
At least
in Space Jam 3.
He's at least convinced for Space Jam 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tell us what we got right or wrong about Space Jam, let us know on our socials. You can also go to our website. You can get all of our episodes, all the rest of our March Madness episodes. You can get our articles, our t-shirts. Buy a t-shirt. We've got a bunch of new t-shirts that we'll be debuting this year. Buy a t-shirt, it helps support the show, or let somebody know about the show. Tell a friend, get them to listen to the show, and we'll see you next time on the New World Pictures Podcast. That's all, folks.